Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori for the weekly insurance news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Today, we are looking back to May 28th when Eric Insurance found itself under the scrutiny of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. The insurer was ordered to refund a premium for a guaranteed asset protection, commonly known as GAP policy, that was unfairly sold back in 2012. It was said that a car sales agent presented the $1,495 policy as mandatory, which is where the controversy arose. The AFCA, unable to find evidence of a given product disclosure statement and an undisclosed sales commission of 61%, ruled in the consumer's favor. We are reminded once again, transparency in sales practices and knowledge of financial products are of utmost importance. On the same day, the life insurer Ascenda made the headlines. In response to the severe floods in New South Wales, Ascenda announced a comprehensive relief package to aid its affected customers, offering a waiver of premium payments for up to 3 months, as well as access to counseling and health resources through their Vivo platform. They demonstrated their commitment to alleviating financial stress during trying times. This announcement has set a precedent that may inspire similar actions within the industry in light of urgent risk management strategies and the crucial role insurance providers play during natural disasters. Earlier in the week, on May 26th, in response to the rising cyber threats, QBE, the giant insurance provider, announced its enhanced cybersecurity initiatives at an Insights event in Sydney. The CEO of QBE, Andrew Horton, emphasized that with the evolving cyber threats, upgrading cybersecurity strategies was not only necessary, but an integral part of their commitment to providing assurance to their policyholders. The event featured discussion on regulatory complexities and artificial intelligence's role in resilience and risk management. Lastly, we turn to a report by Noble Oak Life Insurance, highlighting a stark knowledge gap in understanding a growing trend in life insurance coverage. While there is an observed increase in life insurance, the findings show only 30% of Australians aged between 30 to 60 understand fully underwritten policies well. This is despite life insurance taking financial precedence over common expenses and 76% feeling financially secure. It's clear, education about the benefits of fully underwritten policies remains a key concern to ensure a smooth claims experience. That's a wrap of this week's insurance news. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information on personal and business insurance. I'm Paige Estrotori. Thank you for your time.